Hey everybody, it's Thursday and I am taking you quickly today through one of the best loved chapters in the entire Bible. Certainly one of the best loved chapters by me in the book of Romans. Romans 3, Romans 8, Romans 10, I love them all. But I tell you what, there are so many verses in this chapter that are memorizable verses that will help you in your life. So we're just going to kind of loosely walk through this today. I might as well just read the whole chapter, but I'm going to just point out some things instead. Paul, at the very beginning, remember, he's been talking about sin an awful lot, hasn't he, in these last few chapters? And he gives us the greatest encouragement of all in verse 1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. Now, we could stop right there. You could re-listen to these first few seconds of New in 22 today, and you could probably be pretty filled up. But I'm not done. Paul goes on to give instructions to live by the Spirit of God, under the Holy Spirit's guiding and not under the world's ways. Remember, when you accept a relationship with Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, takes up residence in you, the third part of the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and all believers have this gift of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit reminds us and counsels us and helps us. And you know, I don't know, probably 15 years ago, God just gave me this word picture when we accept a relationship with Christ and the Holy Spirit comes into our heart, into our life, then in essence, it's like God has created all of us with this we've talked about having like a God-shaped hole in our heart. Maybe you've heard that illustrative way of saying how there's a place for God. But I like to think of it this way, that when the Holy Spirit comes to live in us, there was nothing there before. And then, so there was a vacancy sign, right? Think about a hotel, vacancy sign. When the Holy Spirit comes into us, when we receive Christ, then that vacancy sign, think of those signs that light up when the hotel gets full, and then the no part lights up, so it says no vacancy. There's no more vacancy. There's no more emptiness. There's no more room for evil. It's just the Holy Spirit of God living in us. I just love that word picture. Verse 15 is really, really cool. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship. And we, by him, cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs. Heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory. Now, let me just tell you here, he's writing to the Romans. Now, the Romans and the Greeks, in their culture in the first century, they did a lot of adoptions. There was a lot of adoptions, and if a child was adopted, they would get all of the same privileges and the inheritance as biological children did. So Paul right here is talking to the Romans, and they would understand this, saying, hey, you're not just an adopted child. You are fully in God's family with all the benefits, and even your name changes to follower of Jesus. You're not illegitimate children. You're true children of God. And then it's interesting because he ends that part saying that we share in his sufferings. So then he goes right back in and he talks about this in verse 18. I consider that our present sufferings, if you're discouraged, this is for you today. Hey, this is for me today. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Skip down a few verses, verse 26. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. Isn't that a cool gift? Not only does the Spirit advise us, but the Spirit helps us in our weakness. It says, even when we're so weak that we don't even know what to pray, it says this, we do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes, that means takes place for us, takes our place, with groans that words cannot express. I love that, and people will often misquote that and say that this is, you know, saying gibberish. But it says the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will. So even when we don't have the strength even to find the words to pray, when we're so weak, you ever been there? So weak that you want to pray, you need to pray, but you just don't even know what to say. This says that the Spirit of God intercedes for you. It says, hey, you know what? I know you're feeling weak. I got this. I'm going to intercede for you. And then you just be quiet before God and let Him take care of this. Him being the Holy Spirit, take care of this with God. Sometimes we don't know in our weakness what to pray. Just this last Sunday, I gathered with my family for communion, or part of my family for communion. It was myself and my daughter and my wife. And usually we get our communion cups in the back of the church and we just kind of huddle up together, and usually I pray. And the other day we just held the cups. We recognized the blood of Christ, the body of Christ that we were remembering. And I didn't even feel the strength to pray. I didn't even feel, I felt like whatever I was going to say was just going to be words. And my prayer with my wife and my daughter was this: Father, You know. And I know that the Spirit of God interceded for us on our behalf, because God knows what we need. A couple more things. I know this one's going long, but this is good stuff. Verse 28, one of my favorite verses in the Bible, adopted this as one of my life verses in 2011 when my son Kelby was having strokes. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. It's saying in the good, the bad, and the ugly in our life, God can use it all for good. And I believe that with all my heart. Couple more things. Verse 31. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? What if in your worst days, you can remind yourself of some of these verses? Now, I wanted to read the last several verses, but we're running out of time for today. But I want to finish out the chapter by saying this. For I am convinced, verse 38. That neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I hope you enjoy chapter 8. As much as I enjoyed studying it today before I recorded this with you. Be back with you again tomorrow.